February is Black History Month, and as we celebrate Black History Month, the largest African-American sorority in the world is having a great landmark anniversary. Delta Sigma Theta commemorates 100 years of sisterhood and service this year. They were founded by 22 students at Howard University in Washington, D.C. on January 13, 1913. They're a lot more about social activism than social activities. Joining me right now, Valerie Wardlaw, operations consultant for the PCC Foundation, member of the Tournament of Roses Foundation, and we could accurately describe her as a proud Delta. Valerie, welcome.
Well, thank you so much, Dot. I'm so happy to be here, and happy Valentine's Day to you.
Thank you. Happy Valentine's Day to you. First of all, how did you first hear about Delta Sigma Theta?
Well, I heard about it many, many years ago as a college student. I actually joined in 1976 in Atlanta, Georgia, and the name of the chapter was Gamma Zeta Chapter. And as a freshman, when you come to college, you see all these different organizations, but I was really impressed by a group of women that were about scholarship, that did a lot of service projects on the campus and within the community, and I decided, you know, I think I want to be one of them. So my early exposure to them was extremely positive, and I just couldn't wait as a college student to become one.
What was that like, as much as you can tell me, but rushing them and getting pledged to Delta Sigma Theta?
Well, during that time, as I said, it was extremely positive. The young women at the time were actively engaged in student government. They were members of the band. They were members of various academic clubs. And they just seemed to be involved in a lot of issues that I cared about. And they were very, very prominent on the campus. And when you see women who just seem to have it all together, to as much as we can have it together, at 20, 21 years old, you think, oh, I want to pattern myself after them. I want to be like them. And they were just very, very impressive at the time. And I went and, you know, I would participate in the different activities that they would have. And I just decided that, you know, I'm going to, you know, write and try to become a part of that. And they really stress scholarship and scholastic activities. And I was just very much interested in that. It really, really resonated with me.
Tell me about your acceptance to the sorority. What was that like for you?
Well, you know, almost 30 plus years ago, it was as exciting then, I would say, as it was at that time. I, you know, was on pins and needles to wait to see, you know, if I had been accepted in the organization. And I was really hopeful. I had other friends who were also applying at the same time. So we were just quite excited to find out when we received our acceptance letter that we, in fact, had been accepted for membership into the organization. So it was a really, really great experience. It really was.
Now, it's 1976. It's the bicentennial year. You're in the South, and you and I remember that there were not those opportunities for women then like there are now. What were some of the things that Delta Sigma Theta got you involved in doing to make a change?
Well, you know what? Even back then, we were very conscious on voting rights and, you know, just rights, that getting more rights for women and being able to, you know, be involved in ways, in issues that were really important to women, you know, not just Black African-American women, but all women. And that was one of the things that I remember that I really loved about the ladies at the time, is that at a young age, they were very focused on that and focused on, you know, well, what can we do, you know, so that our daughters and our granddaughters, you know, will have a different path than what we have. So even then, we were concerned about those issues, especially the right to vote, because more and more African Americans in Atlanta, because the school was located in Atlanta, were getting involved in politics. And it was an exciting time in Atlanta because, you know, the political landscape was changing. John Lewis, who is a congressman from there, was a congressman. He wasn't a congressman at that time, but he was involved, heavily involved, Julian Bond. So Atlanta was kind of a hotbed of up-and-coming politicians, including Andrew Young. Maynard Jackson was the mayor at the time. So it was quite an exciting time in Atlanta to be living in that city and also involved in a city where many, many, you know, African-Americans were getting involved in the political scene. And Jimmy Carter, of course, one of our past presidents was from Georgia.
And at that point in time, he was the president.
That's right.
So, mm-hmm. And we remember that. What was one of the favorite things that you experienced then in terms of an accomplishment with Delta Sigma Theta for women at the time?
Well, one of the things that we focused heavily on was encouraging other African-American students to have that were going to college to really focus on having the highest GPA that you could. So we instituted quite a few tutoring programs on different subjects, math, science, English, writing, some of the subjects that some college students do struggle with. And we tutored and we mentored other college students like ourselves in those areas to help them increase their, their testing ability, their ability to write papers. Hopefully that it would result in them having grade point averages. And we were pretty successful with that. We had a lot of men and women to sign up to join us, to be mentored by us and to be tutored by us. And it was one of the first programs of its kind on that campus that encouraged that.
That has to have been exciting, watching the test scores and watching how things improve for them.
Oh, absolutely, for sure, for sure. But that was the thing about our organization on that particular campus is that we were very, very focused on scholastic achievement. Most of the women who were in the organization prior to my joining it had really high GPAs. And I was, of course, everyone wants that when they're in college. And just to have young women who could show you, how to go about doing that was a really, really good thing. And then for us to be able to pass it on to other college students and to help other students do it as well was, something that I'm very, very proud of.
That is an amazing accomplishment. And like I said at the start, it was so much more, I think, about making a positive change than it was about what you think of a sorority as being.
Oh, for sure. For
sure. People hear sorority and the mental image you get is the one that you want to tear in half and throw away when you find out what Delta Sigma Theta does.
Mm-hmm. And while I don't speak on behalf of the national organization itself, our national president, Sora Cynthia Butler McIntyre, is the person who speaks for us as an organization. For me personally, though, deciding to become a member of Delta Sigma Theta Sorority really was based on the fact that they were involved in so many other things besides going to parties. Now, parties are good, and we like having fun, and we do have fun. But the main focus of what we do is on things that are more substantial. And for me, as I said before, that was something that really resonated with me because you want to make a difference. You want to have impact. And I think as a member of, as a collegiate member, and even as a member now, I see that we can make impact in our community. We can, be activists for change, and things can really happen. So I really appreciate that about our organization, and I always have. And it makes me very proud to say that I'm a member of Delta Sigma Theta.
And in fact, I've noticed this as activism that goes on after you graduate college. What can you tell me about what happens after you receive your diploma?
Well, I am a member of the Pasadena Alumni Chapter, and we have chapters of Delta Sigma Theta all over the world, actually. But I am personally a member of Pasadena Alumni Chapter right here in Pasadena, and we're pretty involved in quite a few things. We have a Young African American Women's Conference where we mentor in high school students and bring in different speakers from different professions so that they get exposed to the different opportunities that are there. We mentor very young girls in terms of their academics. We do expose them culturally as well. We have other programs where we have the homeless, the needy. We just do a lot of volunteer activities within the Pasadena community. That makes us very proud. We're happy to give back. We're happy to donate our time. And more importantly, we look for opportunities where we can make a difference.
On the subject of pride in Pasadena, Did something special happen for you on January 1st of this past year?
It absolutely did. I must say that I'm also a proud Tournament of Roses committee member. And Delta Sigma Theta Sorority, we turned 100 years old on January 13th. We were actually founded January 13th, 1913. And we celebrated our 100th anniversary, and we kicked it off right here in Los Angeles, California. We did have a float in the Rose Bowl Parade.